It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods, pop by the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we have received delivery of our merchandise, and what we have is some fantastic and they're really good quality Opinions Matter portable coffee mugs, or tea, if that's your thing. I'm using mine every day in the car on my way to work. It keeps the coffee really warm, and you can't feel the heat on the outside, which means it's a good coffee mug, and it has the lovely Opinions Matter logo on it. Now, during our podcast, we'll be asking a question. During this episode of Opinions Matter, we will be asking a question, just like we did on the last episode of Opinions Matter. So we're now going to ring somebody who's about to win one of our coffee mugs.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Gareth, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, Gareth. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. I am just ringing you because you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter coffee mug. And we asked you a quick question. Can you remember the answer to that question?
I do indeed. It was Sky Daddy.
It was Sky Daddy. That's exactly the right answer. That is how one lady on yesterday's episode of Opinions Matter described Holy God as your Sky Daddy. So, well done, Gareth. Congratulations. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter portable coffee mug, which we'll lob in the post to you.
Thanks very much.
And it's that easy. He answered that question from the most recent episode of Opinions Matter. We picked out his name and he will receive a coffee mug in the post very, very soon. So all we're asking you to do is stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter for your opportunity to win. We'll have a very simple question for you a little bit later on. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter?
Now, I rarely do be in the city centre, but I happened to be in there earlier on today. And what I witnessed, I said, we have to talk about this on the podcast. A lot of the times we ask you to raise the topics you want to talk about, but sometimes, because it's our podcast, sometimes it's something that really, really angers us. Now, I didn't only see it in the city centre. I've also seen it in housing estates around Dublin, in working class housing estates mostly. And that is the absolute amount of children, teenagers, it's a pandemic of teenagers going around with their face coverings on scooters, with their face completely covered, either wearing a snood or a scarf around their face. Now, literally about an hour and a half ago, because I was on the phone to you as I was coming in, I was passing through Summerhill, through the north inner city. And all I could see, I don't even know why they were in school or why they weren't in school, all I could see was teenagers going around on scooters with their faces covered. And this is the thing that has come in since scooters came into play, because every teenager is on scooters, they're all going around with their faces covered. And I found it, actually walking by them, these lads, I found it quite intimidating. And I was saying to myself, why would they have, or why would they need to have their faces covered? And the only reason I can think of that these teenagers want to have their faces covered is because they're up to no good. Either they're dealing drugs, because most young people going around on scooters are drug dealing, yeah? Or they are about to commit crimes. They're about to grab phones out of people's hands, or they're about to snatch a handbag, or they're doing something illegal. This is the only reason I can think of that they could do it. And I think we need a law brought in ASAP where the Gardaí, even if they're not up to something, that the Gardaí can stop these little thugs, because that's what they are.
They're little thugs because they're on scooters.
And hiding their face.
Okay, let's just stall the ball for one second, yeah, okay? Yeah. Those same young fellas probably have gloves on, yeah? Probably have nice warm coats on. And probably you're talking about a kind of a snood thing covering their face because it's fucking freezing.
That's not the reason.
It is absolutely Baltic out. It is freezing cold. So you want people to cover them, to not cover themselves up and not protect themselves from the cold? What do you want to do? The guards pull them off their scooters and rip the snoot off their face?
No, I think we need to have a situation where there is a law that Gardaí can actually arrest and charge people for covering their face in a public place. And I'm talking about teenagers on scooters with their faces covering. The only reason they are doing it, they're not doing it because of the weather. They're not doing it because...
Says who?
They're not doing it because...
Hang on. You know a snood thing. It's like a big collar. You actually have one. You've worn one yourself. And you can pull it up over your face to cover your face in the freezing cold. You actually have one yourself.
Yeah. No, sorry. I was driving through Ballyfermot last summer, actually, because I had to pick something up in Ballyfermot Village. And they were all around Ballyfermot in the summertime. This is not to keep themselves warm.
Why have you got one of those snood things?
What?
Why have you got one of them? You have one.
Oh, yeah, if I'm out walking at night, but I'm a grown man. I'm not going around on a scooter with my Canada
Goose jacket. Oh, so it's okay for you to cover your face up, pull the snoot up to your nose, but it's not okay for a young fella.
Anybody who thinks that these young fellas are not doing this because they don't want to be identified because they're committing crimes, you're very, very...
And why do you do it?
Very naive. What?
Why do you do it? Because it's cold.
No, I'm talking about... lads, let's use a bit of cop on, okay? We're literally talking about teenagers in the city centre or in these high crime areas.
So, okay, let me get this right. You want the Gardaí to have the power to arrest a young fella for having his face covered, for having a snood pulled up to his nose. Is that literally what you're saying? You want them arrested, pulled off their scooters, and have the snood confiscated?
Yeah, I think it is a crime issue. It is a crime issue.
So if you are in a... Does this apply to you, by the way? If you're out for a walk at night in the freezing cold?
No, I think the Gardaí should be allowed to use their initiative, and they should be able to say...
Ah,
okay.
So pick on young fellas, which is what the guards always do. Always.
If you believe that these teenagers, because they do it during the summer as well, if you believe... And today isn't even cold, by the way. If you take today as an example, it's not cold. I was walking out myself. If you're trying to claim that the only reason that they're doing that is because their little faces are cold, sure, these little fuckers wouldn't wear masks during COVID. That's how. So during COVID, when they were trying to protect each other, they wouldn't wear masks. And now they're wearing masks because they know they can get away with crimes.
You are the lawmaker of Ireland, yeah? You're the Minister for Justice and you're bringing in a new law. What will that law say? Come on, tell me exactly what you want to see happen.
That the Gardaí should be able to arrest young fellas going around.
Because they have a snood pulled up to their nose.
With their faces covered.
Listen to yourself. They have a snood pulled up to their nose and they should be arrested.
And I would imagine the majority, and Amanda, I don't just put people on to attack me, because I would imagine the majority of people listening to this podcast will actually agree with me.
Well, let's find out. Our number is 085-825-2626. It should be illegal for people to walk around the streets with their faces covered up.
That's not what I'm saying, teenagers, and I'm saying young thugs.
Oh, right. So this is a discriminatory law. It only applies to under 18s, does it?
Well, I'm saying a granny walking through the city centre is not going out to snatch phones out of people or to deal drugs.
Okay, but be realistic here for one second. How in God's name do you enforce a discriminatory law? It's either a law or it's not a law. If you want it to be a law that you can't walk around the streets with your face covered up, then that same law applies to you. Okay. It applies to Granny O'Brien down the road.
Well, I'd be happy not to wear it anymore if it means... It's just intimidating. Have you ever walked by a group of lads and they all have their faces covered up?
Our number is 085-825-2626. Jonathan.
Should the Garda, on-duty Garda, be allowed to wear face coverings and cover their face up when they're on duty, when they're pepper spraying and beating early citizens off the streets? Is that not criminal? Should that not be allowed? Answer that one for me, Garda, please, with some clarity and no hypocrisy. Just a straight answer would be nice.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now let's just deal with Jonathan's message. He wants a reply from you that we played a moment ago, and he believes that the guards are quite often in public places with their faces covered up. Does it apply to them as well?
Absolutely. They shouldn't be. Nobody, because you see it going on in the States now with ICE at the moment, where the ICE agents, which is literally the modern day Gestapo, they literally are. They are absolutely the scum of the earth. Would you agree?
Yep.
ICE, scum of the earth. They shouldn't be allowed to cover their faces either. The only reason someone would want to cover their faces is if they're up to no Good. That is the reason. And your man who murdered that woman last week, yeah, had half his face covered. Luckily, they were able to identify him. And he thought that by covering half his face that he wasn't going to be identified.
Okay, so basically, anybody in public should not be allowed to have their face covered. Is that right? You're happy enough to pull your snood down around your neck?
If it's obvious that the reason for doing it is because they're going to commit a crime.
But that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Let me bring in Emma with her opinion on this.
Oh, Jeremy, come on. Like, it's fucking bald to get there. Have you ever been on a scooter? It's absolutely freezing. Never mind get your face out and everything. Like, and you know you're going to get the backlash now of, well, if you have to take the face covering off these Irish lads, then all the Muslims, them women can't be covering their faces. And in fairness, like, probably right. Like, if we can't cover like teenagers' faces, we can't cover anybody's faces. Like,
okay, that is the bottom line. Jeremy believes that faces should not be covered in public places. That's really it. Although it doesn't apply to the guards. Although it doesn't apply to him when he's out for a walk. In reality, he only thinks it applies to teenage young fellas going around the streets. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eilish, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eilish?
I'm marvellous. I've actually my 17-year-old off sick today, and he has one on sitting in the house. It's a fashion thing with teenagers. Yeah, I don't agree that they should be wearing them, but I don't agree that police should. Like, do I run across the road to the police station and get them over to take my son's off?
Okay, so your son has a snood thing, and he wears it as a fashion thing.
Yeah.
Now there you are, Jeremy. It's a fashion thing. That's what young fellas are wearing.
I'm in a small town in Mayo, like there's hardly any crime and stuff, and most of the teenagers are doing.
I just know it's intimidating. From speaking to my mother, when my mother goes up to her local shops, there's teenagers hanging out outside the shops and they all have their faces covered. It is intimidating to see a group of teenagers. Now, I'm not intimidated, I'd kick the head off them, but for an elderly woman, it's intimidating to see a group of people there with their faces covered when you know that they're up to no good. And that's all it is.
But then how do you police it? Like, do you just stop teenagers or are you going to stop everybody?
No, you stop
anybody. Like, I have international students in the school and they wear their face coverings. Are you going to pull it off them as well? Because that's a religious belief.
Well, no, if someone is wearing it for religious reasons, they're not out to cause trouble. I'm talking about the groups of teenagers that you see going around scooters. You know that in a lot of cases they're dealing drugs or that they're about to snatch a phone out of somebody's hand.
But sorry, Jeremy, this woman's young fella wears one. What, is he a drug dealer? Dealer? Is that what you're saying?
Sure, I'm sure.
Only a young fella. You're after saying if a young fella is wearing one of these, they're up to no good.
No.
Like, he's sitting in the house, like he's off sick today, he's down in bed in his bedroom, and he has his snoot off in bed.
So he's actually wearing it in bed?
In bed.
Jeez, you want to put the heating on for him?
But obviously,
no. I'm obviously not expecting the guards to go into houses. No, that's ridiculous. I'm talking about in a situation
But her fundamental point is... Her fundamental point is her young fella wears it as a fashion thing. End of.
I don't care. Sorry,
I'm from Finglas originally. I live in Mayo. So I know about little scumbags going around with face coverings and all that. But not every single one of them has a face covering. And there is other kids. You can't tell every teenager with the world.
Okay, I'm sure you would agree that certain teenagers are covering their faces in order to conceal their identities because they're up to no good. Would you agree with that?
I would 100% agree with that.
Okay.
But then the other side of that is, if I bring my 17-year-old up, which if I found out he was doing drugs, I'd fucking kill him. I'm not one of these parents that would sit here and say, my son wouldn't do this and my son wouldn't do that. But if my son is visiting his granny, let's say, up in Dublin and wears his sneeze, he's not even from Finglas, like, or he wouldn't be up there antisocial because he don't know family really, should he be pulled by the garden?
Well, Jeremy, should he, if he's walking around the streets of Finglas after visiting his granny, be pulled by the guards because he might have his face covered because it's freezing cold?
I think the guards should be able to ask somebody in a public place that you have to...
So a guard should be able to rock up to her young friend and say, take off your face.
Do you believe that your son... By the way, I'm not suggesting that your son is up to no good. Not at all. But should your son be able to go into a shop then with his face completely covered?
He does, on a regular basis. The kids down here are at the youth club, right? There's a youth club down here. I don't want to mention the name. And if I go down there to collect them for an appointment or whatever else, the whole lot of them are sitting there with their face covered.
And it's wrong. It's wrong because it's...
No, I wouldn't say it's wrong. I just don't take any heed of it anymore. you know what I mean? I don't pay attention. If I'm in my mom's house and I'm walking around doing this as a girl, I'm used to them walking around. I'm used to teenagers walking around. Now, scooters rocking phones, I'm not condoling that by any stretch of the imagination. But my point is, my son could go visit my mother or my brother or my sister or whoever and walk out of the house, and because he's wearing his snoop, which he always thinks, should the guards be able to come?
And Jeremy, you believe, okay, so this young fella is up visiting his granny. He looks like all the other young fellas, some of whom are up to no good. You believe the guards should be able to come over to him and say, take that off your face?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to see your face. Absolutely, 100%.
Well, why did he have to see his face? He did not do that. Like, if he was still up, maybe the first to stand with the guards and say, yeah, pull it off his face.
Why in America are American people demanding that ICE all take their masks off and stop showing their faces? Why are they demanding that? Because not all members of ICE are shooting people dead. Some are.
Yeah.
Why are mayors in cities around America, why are they all demanding that ICE stop covering their faces?
Where do you draw the line at this, Jeremy? A hood that comes up right over your face. You know, one of those ones that you're kind of looking out like this, where you can be barely seen. Is that included?
You shouldn't be able to conceal your face in a public place. Okay, so anybody.
Put it this way.
Yes, absolutely, the Gardaí shouldn't have their face. Put it this way.
So who's got the police that? So, like, I live across the road from a police station, and I've seen the Reddies at times walking down the street for their lunch or whatever.
Put it this way, Irish. If I was going to go down to the local shops this evening and I was going to snatch a phone out of a teenager's hand or out of a granny's hand, yeah, I would wear a face covering because you know that you're not going to be caught, because everybody records everything now. It's on CCTV. Like, that's where balaclavas came from, lads. That's why the IRA wore balaclavas. It wasn't because it was cold. It wasn't because it was freezing cold up in Antrim during the Troubles, yeah? They wore balaclavas so that they could not be identified doing something that would get them in trouble.
Okay, we agree with that, Jeremy,
right? But I know but a personal friend of mine, her friend was stolen, or her friend, her phone was stolen, and it was by a fella just cycling by on the phone, pulled the phone out of her hand. He had no face covering, he was on a bike. So there we go, this man, bikes in public places.
I mean, your thoughts are just ridiculous. Your implementation of these laws that you want to see being brought in is absolutely
ridiculous. You can't tell every teenager
I'm not saying that. My own son wears a
suit. But that's what's going to happen. If the guards see a teenager with a face covering on them, every teenager is going to be targeted.
Absolutely. And this comes back to what we've always said about the guards, that's been regularly stated on this show, about the guards constantly picking on teenagers unnecessarily, and that does happen whether you accept that or not. But let me go back. You just said a second ago your own young fellow wears
his snoot. When he's playing football matches, he would, like, playing for his football team, and a lot of them wear.
How far up is it allowed to go before you're demanding he show his face?
No, again, it's just,
so if your young fellow pulls his snoot up to his nose, Jesus Christ!
During a football game, we can play silly burgers here all day, lads, but you all know that I'm right, and you all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about using common sense. If it's two lads playing football up in the field on a freezing cold day and they have the snoots over their face, that is fine. But I'm talking about the young fellas that I saw earlier on today going around, three of them on the scooter, all three of them holding on to each other, all with face coverings. They're up to no good. Cop on, lads. Cop on.
How do you differentiate between...
I said cop on.
Right, so you want to give the guards you want to give the guards the discretion now to pick on young fellas because they're wearing snoods and they're on a scooter. What about a young fella who's wearing a snood and he's on a scooter and he's not up to no good? Listen to yourself.
No, I'm making sense.
Like, but then, like, what's going to happen is then you ban scooters. My son has got a scooter.
Well, they are breaking the law. Scooters are not supposed to be used for under 16.
Well, my son hasn't got one, so. Yeah.
No, and fair play to you for not giving it to them because they shouldn't be on them.
Yeah, but, like, my point is, like, he wears it as a fashion thing. Like, if you go into school, they have them on in school.
Jeremy, you remember as a teenager, whatever the fashion was at the time, all the teenagers are doing the exact same thing. All the teenagers wearing the exact same clothes. This is just a fashion statement.
So why are they wearing them during the summer then, lads?
Well, he does wear it during the summer. He wears it all year round. It's not that bad where he has changes. And I have to wash it at night and have it dry for the next morning.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 0858252626. Let me go to Anya. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anya?
Hi, you guys. How's things?
Should people be, should it be illegal for you to conceal your facial identity in public?
No, not really, but only to the teenagers that do hide their identity. They are shown that they are guilty of something. Basically, if it was drug related or if they commit a crime or something like that.
But again, how do you decide who should be allowed to wear a snood over their face in a public place and who shouldn't be? So should a 60-year-old man walking along in the freezing cold be allowed to have a snood up to his nose? And then should a 16-year-old be allowed to? It's ridiculous what Jeremy's even suggesting here.
Yeah, no, it is. It is because, it's kind of a tit for tat sort of thing.
Okay, so do you think that it should be illegal for young people up to no good, going around on scooters, probably drug dealing, to be able to wear a snood over their face?
No.
Okay. How do you implement that law if it doesn't apply to the 60-year-old old man walking along in the freezing cold?
Yeah, I know. There's no way of implementing it.
There literally is no way of implementing it.
But lads, you even look at the riots that happened 2 years ago, in Dublin City, or a year and a half ago, that happened in Dublin City. The reason it took the Gardaí so long and the reason it was so difficult to apprehend a lot of the people who were involved in the riots is because a lot of them were wearing face coverings. Face coverings protect you from breaking the law. I don't know. I'm literally getting angry and losing my patience here.
Again, Jeremy. Okay, hang on.
And sorry, Amanda. Can you actually put calls on that actually agree with me? Because I don't believe
there are none so far.
No, I don't.
There are none so far.
I don't believe.
So okay, I mentioned.
Sorry, hang on. The next call is agree with me.
Okay, we'll see now in a second.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate between the man walking around the streets in the freezing cold, and that's why he has a snood up to his nose, and the young fellow of 16? How do you differentiate?
Well, you do, because you're not stupid. I know the difference between a group of young fellas going around on scooters or hanging around outside shops and me going for a walk. Say, for instance,
It's not illegal to be over 16 and use a scooter.
Yeah, by the way,
it's not illegal to have a snood on.
No, I had a snood on last weekend when I was out walking on my own around my estate in the evening time. I had a snood on.
Oh, shame on you. No, you should have been arrested.
No, but
you were up to no good.
No, because I wasn't. Common sense would say that. So you're comparing me going out for a walk, yeah?
Yep.
On my own at night in my estate to a group of lads going around.
To a 16-year-old going around legally on his scooter.
Going around Cherry Orchard on scooters, five of them hanging on to the same thing. Cop on.
Stay there for a second, Anya. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this...
Can we get some intelligence, actually, and some common sense here, if at all possible?
Martin!
Good afternoon, lads. When I first seen this topic, I tended to agree with Jeremy, but now I don't. I mean, they're wearing a face covering on a scooter. Like, if they were wearing a helmet, you'd say fuck all. So I don't see what the issue is. If they're walking around in gangs, walking the streets with face coverings, that's fair enough. They're clearly up to no good. Well, Jeremy generalising there again, when he tells everyone don't be generalising, there he is, fucking old hypocrite Jeremy there again.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
I'm not saying that every teenager that wears a mask is up to no good.
You
No, I'm not, but I'm saying...
Except your young fella if he's playing football. But except you if you're out for a walk. Except the old man if he's a bit cold. So this doesn't apply to anybody a 16-year-old.
Let me ask all of you a question then. If someone knocked on your door this evening, so it's 8 o'clock this evening, pitch dark, okay? Knock on the door and you look out the window to see what it is, and the person knocking on your door has a face covering on them, okay, has a snood on them right up, you can only see, it's like he's wearing a hijab, yeah, all you can see is his eyes. Would you answer the door?
I'd shout out and ask who it was.
Thank you.
Why? How is it a topic over?
People are intimidated when they can't see when you.
No,
can't.
I just ask who it was,
and you would think.
But again, it's okay for your young fella to wear it while he's playing football. It's okay
he's
for you to
he's
wear
playing it for an organised football team. Like, it's on a proper football pitch. Like,
it's okay for you to wear one when you're out for your walk. But if you happen to be 16, it's perfectly okay for the guards to demand that you remove it off your face.
Yeah, you got it. So you wouldn't answer the door to someone with a face mask?
I'd want to know who it was, yeah. I'd want to know who it was.
Of course you would, yeah.
Slightly different.
Because it's intimidating. It's the exact same.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
A young fella going around in the scooters doing no harm to anybody. Unless he actually does harm. Unless he actually does harm to somebody, that's a different story.
A lot of them are dealing drugs, Adrian.
So if you're wearing a snood and you're on a scooter, you're up to no good. That's really what you're saying. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
How are you, lads?
Well, Sean, what did you want to say on this?
Jeremy, did you bang your head or something last night?
No, what am I saying that's wrong?
What do you mean, what are you saying that's wrong? Hold on a minute. If you said this morning on your podcast that you're on the phone to Jeremy walking up Sheriff Street and three lads on a bike coming down, you said you felt intimidated, yes or no?
It was actually Summerhill, and it was
Summerhill, but you felt intimidated, yeah?
Yep.
But then about 10 minutes later on your podcast, you said, I'm not intimidated, I punched a fucking head in. So you're either intimidated or you're not.
No, I said, don't ask me a question, and wait, no, wait for the answer. I'll answer now. So, no, the second point I said was if it was outside my local shop, because I'd know all the young fellas, that would be slightly different. But in Summerhill, these lads going around with their face coverings, it was obvious that they were up to no good.
To you, it might be.
If you were in Dorky Village and you're seeing three lads with their face coverings, would you think the same as what you're thinking of them three lads on Sheriff Street?
No, you wouldn't.
Or Summerhill,
tell
would
the
you
truth.
Feel the same?
No,
or would
he
you
wouldn't.
Just think, so you're bringing the lower class down again. Is that what you're doing?
No, nothing to do with lower class or upper class.
But what I'm saying is, it's all, you feel intimidated when you're in Summerhill and three lads are coming towards you with face masks. But if you're in Dorky Village and three lads are coming exactly same towards you with face masks, you wouldn't feel intimidated.
Well, I think you're less likely to see a group of young fellas going around Dorky Village.
No,
with
all right,
so hang on.
Would you feel intimidated if you're in Dorky or in Finglas?
Sean, let me just follow this argument. So this rule only applies to 16-year-olds.
No, I'm not saying no.
And it only applies to people in the inner city.
Stop putting words in my mouth. It should be across the board.
You just said in Dorky it wouldn't bother you.
What?
You just said in Dorky.
Exactly. That's what he says to me.
You're making an absolute show of yourself today.
No, I'm not making a show.
And another thing I'd have to say to you, Jeremy. This law was brought, not a law, but this rule was to be enforced by the Gardaí through the whole COVID time. And you tell me one Gardaí to actually stop the kid that wasn't wearing the mask and it brought him to the courts. It's never going to be police. Even if you got the law passed, it would never, the police have better things to be doing than stopping young kids going around with a mask over their face.
Okay, but let me ask you a question then, Sean. How do you stop? And you have to accept that there are a lot of young fellas going around on scooters with their faces covered, couriering drugs around Dublin. We know that's how drugs are getting around the city, and we know that they're deliberately covering their faces to conceal their identity. How do you stop that?
You can't stop, and that's the problem. You can't stop.
Well, you could if you make it illegal to cover your face in the public place.
If you're going
to
do that, as you said, Adrian, if you're going to do that, don't just pick on young Irish teenagers. Bring through the whole society. Anyone that comes into Ireland, anyone that's in Dublin, Ireland, you just have to show you the face. That goes for women that wear masks, not just little teenage boys. If you want it to be across the board, I'll agree with you. But don't go and start picking on kids from Summerhill or Sheriff Street when you just said yourself, if I seen them three lads in Dorky, I wouldn't be intimidated. That is fucking rude. You're down. The lower the standard again of the lower class is getting fucking taken
okay,
out.
And Jeremy, I have to say, it does smack of absolute hypocrisy that this rule applies to some, but not to all.
The fact of the matter is, and I'm not saying something bad about Cherry Orchard, that just happened, or Summerhill. You're more likely to get beaten up in Summerhill than you are get beat up in Dorky Village. That's,
so therefore you should have your face mask removed in Summerhill,
no,
but
no,
not in Dorky.
No, it should be across the board.
Okay, so let's deal with that.
Who's going to police this, Jeremy? Because as I said, this rule was brought in due COVID, where the police had the powers. If you're not wearing a mask on public transport, this, that and the other, they could arrest you. And you tell me, go on your computer there and tell me the stats. How many people are arrested for that? Because the police do not enforce this.
Jeremy, basically what Sean is saying is this rule, if it applies to absolutely everybody, and we're talking,
I'll agree with you.
Yeah. And we're talking about.
Sorry, first of all, I'm not saying it should be just troubled estates or working class estates. It should be.
But you weren't far from saying
no,
that.
No, it wasn't.
But Jeremy, are you also saying that the women that wear the mask, should they be taking off the mask as well?
Okay,
because if not, you're actually going against your own people once again.
Okay, Jeremy, let's ask you very simply, somebody who is a Muslim who likes to wear a burqa or a full face veil, does the rule apply to them as well? Let's call it spade a spade here.
Okay, well, is anybody intimidated by a woman?
Some people I are. Would be. Yes. I'd be intimidated by a woman because I don't know what she's going to do. She could pull out a suitcase and there could be a bomb in it.
So Jeremy, yeah, we have done episodes on this podcast of shopkeepers who've been intimidated or felt intimidated by Muslim women coming in with their entire face bar, their eyes covered up. Should this rule of yours about concealing your identity...
Do you think it should?
You're the one who wants this law brought in. I'm saying you're talking...
You go into a petrol station with a helmet on you to fill up your car. You must take that off so CCTV can see you. You can't go up and fill up your car and walk into a shop with your motorbike helmet on because they won't serve you.
Likewise, if you pulled up outside a petrol station or a bank and you had a balaclava on, you are not getting in the door of that place.
Jeremy, I'm happy to bring the rule in, but as I'd say, my argument here is don't just pick on the Irish teenagers. If you're going to bring it across the whole country.
There are people who agree that in a public place you should not be able to conceal your facial identity, okay? Yeah. But if that rule...
Because, I mean, lads, if you went into the permanent TSB bank today and went up to the...
That's what I just said a second ago, with the balaclava on. You won't get in the door.
No.
So this rule either applies to everybody, and if it does, it applies to Muslim women wearing face coverings.
No, it probably should apply to everybody, but I don't know how you would implement...
But the way you're making it out, that it just should be applied to the young Irish kids that are going around in scooters. But as I said, are you saying everyone in Ireland, or as I just said, is it just Sheriff Street, Finglas, Blanche, the kids in Dalkey that go around in scooters and all, they're okay because you don't feel intimidated by them? Come on, cop on.
I'm not saying they should just target certain areas. What I'm saying is...
You actually did.
I'm talking about people who... It's more than likely they're involved in nefarious activities.
Just rewind the podcast by 7 minutes. Because everyone does it now. Every young child, even adults, walk around with them around their face. So you just heard one of our first callers
lives in Mayo. She's from Dublin. She lives in Mayo. Her young fella's not up to no good and he wears a snood around his face the whole time, even in bed at home sick today. So the point is that it is a fashion statement.
If your kids are growing up now, they get to about 15, 16, and it's a fashion thing. And if your kids turn around, Daddy, I want one of them yokes in my head, I'm going out with my skewer. What are you going to tell them? No, you're a scumbag?
No, I'm just going to say, if you're standing outside shops, if you're in a group with your friends, don't have your face. Let me ask you a question, Sean. If your mother was assaulted tonight outside the shop...
Well, my mother's passed away now,
An elderly relative of yours was assaulted outside a shop today, yeah? Tonight, yeah?
Yeah.
And... The guards came along, she was badly beaten up, and the guards came along and looked at the CCTV footage and realised that the people who committed the crime could not be identified because they all had their faces covered. You would be spitting bullets,
Is there not a topic that we should be having? Instead of blocking the mask, they're bringing in facial recognition around the whole city.
Yeah, and that is a conversation for another day. Facial recognition only works when you can actually see a face.
Yeah, but come here, I'm sure they mightn't show their face at the shops, but down the road they might show their face and they'll pick them up. There is ways of catching them. And then another thing I'd like to say to Jeremy, have you ever walked down O'Connell Street lately?
It's a kip. It's an absolute kip.
Yeah, across the road from Burger King, all you have is 50 delivery drivers, all the same problem, masks up over their face. So do you think they should stop and no one can deliver food then like that?
I just think that the guards, if it's left up to the guards, they can use a bit of cop on.
The guards can't do the job they're employed to do today. As you said, the drug dealing openly in the city centre. Gardaí don't have the resources to even attack that. So how are they meant to stop people wearing the mask? I would rather the Gardaí stop with these little drug dealers than stopping them taking a mask off them.
By the way, Jeremy.
Yeah.
In China. Yeah.
China.
China. Yeah. It is illegal to cover your entire face in a public place. Now, is that where you want to go? Do you want Ireland to be like China, where they have more facial recognition on the streets than any country on earth? But it is illegal to wear... No, because
there's people, and in fact I passed one in Dunn's yesterday and it was very memorable because you don't see it that often. There are people that walk around with surgical face masks because they may have a low immune system.
Yeah.
And you often see people, especially during flu season, or you'll see elderly people going around with a face mask.
Correct.
Obviously, a 70-year-old granny walking around Dunn's with a face mask on is not doing it because she's about to commit a crime. Cop on, lads.
You either have to show your face in public or you don't have to show your face in public. It can't
Jeremy,
be...
I'd ask you this. Do you order delivery around? Do you ever get takeaways to your house?
Yeah, they
okay.
do arrive.
If
with the
delivery fact. Driver come up to your hall door, even though you know what company you ordered to, if the delivery driver come up to your door with your curry or Indian tonight and he had the yolk just under his eyes and the hat under his eyebrows and all you could see of his eyes, would you refuse the food off him?
That's a very reasonable question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
And he
question.
Can't answer because he's stuttering. That no. tells me he knows he's wrong.
It hasn't happened yet, so...
But if it did happen, would you refuse him the food? Because would you not be intimidated by a man knocking at your door with only his eyes show? Even though he has a Deliveroo bag or a Just Eat bag, you know who he is. But sure, half of them are going around selling drugs in the city. It's been highlighted about the Brazilians going around selling drugs through this way. So would you be intimidated? I ask you that simple question. Would you accept the food off the Deliveroo driver?
Yeah, because I'd know that he'd have the big Deliveroo bag on
so
his
there
back.
You go, but how does everyone else know?
You're dead right, Sean. Stay with me for 1 second, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Eddie!
Oh, hold your horses there, Jeremy. That's a bit of a sweeping statement. Most teenagers going around on scooters are dealing drugs or robbing phones or up to no good. That's a bit of a wild statement, you know? And you're saying there should be a law brought in for Gardaí so they can tell people not to cover their faces. Tell me how they're going to police that. How the fuck do you police that? So a guard comes up to a fucking few scrolls sitting on the wall. Take your mask down. Yeah, no worries, guard. He drives off. They put it up 2 seconds later. Ridiculous.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
I feel ill, lads.
You feel ill?
I do. I feel really, really ill.
Why?
I have to agree with you.
Oh, you can't spit it out?
I can't say it. I have to agree with you, co-host, I'll just say that. In these scum-riddled areas that Jeremy can't say those words, yes, the guard should have more discretion to go in and say, lads, mask down. In these scum-riddled areas where 30 kids are hanging around a shop with nothing else to do, yes, the guard should have more discretionary powers to walk over to them. In these scum-riddled areas, the guard should have more discretionary powers, end of. Now, did I think I did.
Does that not lead to what the Gardaí are regularly accused of, which is harassing teenagers?
Yes, and then we get the phone calls into your show where it's a little old granny or the little old dear or the little old man are saying to us, the guards do nothing in their areas, the thugs are running the areas. What do you choose? Heavy-handed guides or thugs?
Okay, a lot of people, Trevor.
McGregor's gotten bitched there on the other line. I'm not surprised he wants this.
In fairness, and Sean, I'll let you answer for yourself. In fairness, Sean was saying, by all means, let's ban the covering of any face in public places. End of.
Then right, and what do you do about religious covering?
Well,
Don't allow it. Do not allow it. You can't have one rule for our own people and another rule for other people. If you're going to bring in the law, everyone has to show their face. I'll agree with that. But don't say, I will only do under 18s or people on skewers.
Yeah, but let's be honest, man. It's a bit of a contradiction, you picking up for the fucking laws in this country after who you fucking openly supported.
Trevor, let me go back to the point of the conversation. And what Sean is saying is, yes, he wouldn't necessarily be against the idea of making it illegal to cover your face in a public place, but that rule has to apply to everybody.
But I can't apply to everybody because you have religious grounds for some people.
It has to apply to everybody.
Well then, no, I don't agree with it. So
let me just clarify this.
Trevor, can I ask you a simple question?
Can you stop shouting for a second and then just talk normal?
Were you around shops when you were young? We've all done it. We've all hung around shops.
Yeah,
it's
never covered me face, though.
Now, listen.
Never covered me face.
It's a new fashion thing where kids wear these face masks, okay? But yet they still hang around shops, which we've all done for fucking years. But you're saying these kids with face masks are all scumbags. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, but it's more predominant in the working class areas, whether you like to admit it or not.
Everyone has to obey the rules.
It's simple.
Okay.
No, see, it's more predominant in the scum areas than in the posh areas.
Again, Trevor, you're starting to sound as ridiculous as Jeremy. This rule, you can't possibly bring in a rule that applies to 16-year-olds on a scooter in Summerhill.
Here's the thing, Trevor, and you knocked it on the head, or you nailed it there, because you said a few minutes ago about 30 youngfellas hanging around housing estates. Adrian lives in the leafy suburbs of County Dublin, so he doesn't see these teenage guys.
I have seen them. No, yes, of course I have.
Adrian, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a straight question?
Go on.
Right. If you're walking into a shop in Blackrock and there's 10 lads with face masks hanging around outside the shop, or you're walking into a shop in Finglas with 10 lads with face masks hanging wearing them, which one are you going to be more wary about walking into?
I don't like to see it anyway. I don't like to see people with their faces.
No,
so
you're dancing. You're dancing, Adrian. Which one are you going to be more uncomfortable?
No, both. Both. There you go.
It doesn't matter where it is.
Like
in Dorky, what are you going to do? Go and tell mummy that you get out of them? Okay. In Finglas, they're probably kicking the show you out, yeah?
Again, Trevor, you're being ridiculous. You can literally not enforce a law that applies in Blackrock, or doesn't apply in Blackrock, but applies in Summerhill and Finglas. Don't be so ridiculous. Let me squeeze in one final call. Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Katie. What did you want to say on this?
I think it is... I think Jeremy's kind of right. There is a certain type of teenager that hangs around certain types of places with their face covered. Some do, some don't. I think we should give the authority back to the guards, so they see the guard a car pull up. There's no respect for guards anymore. So that when these young lads do see the guard come up, nearly like remove the face covering. They don't even do that now. And the guard waltzes up to them. Like when we were growing up in Manchester, in the estates in Manchester, this was done then, like 30 years ago. Like this is nothing new. And it sometimes makes me laugh sometimes when I see them going around and it's kind of like, I'll find something new. Like, you know what I mean? But when we seen the guards coming, you had the respect to pull it down. They'd know you. They'd know your name. And they'd be like, if I see you with that again, don't be doing that. Do you know that way? There's none of that anymore. The guards should well be able to go up and ask a kid, take that off your face. I want to see your face and give me your name. Right. It happens all the time in Manchester.
Katie.
I walk around Manchester with my cousins and the guards come up, take that off your
face.
Of course
they should.
Watch that. And they turn around and they take off the face. Or Lee Gorman, Ian Gorman. How are you, policeman? Talk to you later.
So, Katie, it took 45 minutes to get common sense on this podcast, and thank you, Katie. Because here's the thing, Katie. I could go into town now.
Again, sorry.
I could just shut up for a second. I could go into the city centre.
Sorry, should the guard have the right to come up and tell you to take it off your face?
Yeah, it's a guard.
No, Jeremy doesn't think so. Jeremy thinks he should be able to walk around with his baldy head and his snood up to his nose. No,
and then you've got these people going, oh, the guard has his face covered. The guard should be able to do whatever he wants. That's the guard.
Okay, Sean is on the other line having an error. Just wait. Sean, you hang on there a second. Yeah, and Katie, here's the thing, Adrian. If I wanted to go into town now and put a snood over my face and a baseball cap on, I could walk into Foot Locker with that on, yeah? Literally take a pair of new shoes off the shelf and walk back out, and I would never be identified. Is that right?
Jeremy, can I come in?
The law either applies to everybody or nobody.
It does apply to everyone. So the guard has that right to go up and say, you, take them off your face.
I know if we were having a conversation about Jeremy walking down Parnell Street tomorrow and a guard rocking up to him and saying, get that off your face, you'd be like an antichrist. How dare he pick on me? I was doing nothing wrong. Sorry, Sean, go on.
I just want to say, have any of you been watching the new police programme on RTE?
No, I have it all recorded, but I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, but in one of the episodes, right, there was two lads going down the road on a skewer. And let me tell you, because the police are used to the area, they knew we were even looking at their faces who they were because their body shape or something. So don't tell me that the police don't know who these little runts are wearing these masks. The police know who they are. They just
Katie, let me ask you.
That's all right, but do they have the right? Are they going to just pick on the Irish people? Have they got the right to do it to a woman that holds the mask up to her face? Because the first woman that a copper does that, I can tell you what's going to happen. The racist car gets fucked out. You're being racist because I'm wearing my mask. This is my religion. Bollocks off.
Well, I know that the guards in Manchester, they can't go.
Well, we're in Ireland. We're not in Manchester. There's different rules for guards. We're not in Manchester. If you want to bring the rule in, I have to go across the board. Simple as.
There's no debate about it. And you use a bit of common sense. And if there's a woman walking up the road with a full, burkas? Walking up the road with a trolley and a few kids in it, I don't think the guard's going to run up to her. But a little runt going around with their face covered, probably.
So you're just saying what Jeremy's saying, to pick on the kids again, the little runt. But a lot of kids go around on bikes that are not little runts.
Where I grew up, I never got picked on.
In Manchester, in London, or Liverpool, or England. We're in Ireland, love. It's a different rules over here.
I didn't get picked on. I was a teenager. My brothers were teenagers. My cousins were teenagers. They didn't get picked on because they weren't robbing anything. The kids that rob shit get picked on.
If you want to bring it across the board, I agree with you. But don't start picking individual people out that you're the ones who are going to pick up.
Okay, let me ask you, Casey.
A woman wearing a crucifix on a chain, take that off.
Okay, Casey, let me just wrap this conversation up by asking you a simple question. Do you believe that everybody in public should be prevented from covering their face, or only a certain percentage of people?
Well, everyone, a motorcyclist has to take the helmet off and take the snud down everywhere they go. Everyone, take down, let me see your face and carry on with your business. A motorcyclist can't walk into a bank and do a transaction. Can't go to a petrol
station. Okay, no, what you're saying then is that the guards should have the power to walk up to anybody and say, show me your face, okay?
Anyone, do anything.
Okay.
Show me what's in your bag. When you walk into a concert,
should it be illegal?
Look in your bag.
Should it be illegal to have your face covered up in public? As it is in many countries, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
But stop it now so it doesn't turn in to England where absolutely everything is going on. Stop it now. You can see where it goes.
All right, Casey, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Dave.
Good afternoon, boyos. Great show there as usual. Can't come on. The boss is floating around there and working. I have to 100% agree with Jeremy. You shouldn't be allowed anywhere into shops or anything like that with your face covering. Absolutely not. She's saying that, like, you know, oh, her son walks around and, you know, after going to visit his granny and all, he's walking out to the shop and has his face covered. He probably looks like one of these little scuts. You know what I mean? Like no way. There's been a few break-ins lately in my estate, and people have been putting up on the Facebook page, you know, the housing page, have you seen this person, have you seen this person, and, you know, videos from their Ring camera and videos from their CCTV, and every single one of them has their face covered. Like, why do they have their face covered? Because they don't want to be identified. So what's the difference? Like, they look exactly the same. So if you're going to, like, you know, stop one person, you have to stop all of the people, like. So, yeah, absolutely agree with Jeremy, 100%, man, you're dead on.
Thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, before we wrap up this episode of Opinions Matter, we, as you have heard over the last couple of weeks, got a delivery of some great merchandise. Our Opinions Matter exclusive orange-coloured coffee mugs, portable coffee mugs.
Reusable. And the good news is, the fella that delivered them wasn't wearing a snood over his face.
He wasn't.
No, you could see his face clearly.
You could.
Come on in.
Anyway, if you would like to win yourself one of our exclusive Opinions Matter...
Well, it's not exclusive. You can get a coffee mug anywhere.
You can't get one with Opinions Matter written on it.
No, you can't.
Lovely phone on fire.
Oh, look at the phone.
The phone was on fire here today. Anyway, we have a very simple question for you. And all you have to do is WhatsApp us the answer to 085-825-2626. Jeremy, what is that really, really difficult question?
What was the face covering that we were talking about on today's podcast? It was mentioned about 150 times. So what was the name of the face covering that we've been talking about for the last hour on the podcast?
Was it a burqa?
No, it wasn't
a burqa. No, it wasn't a burqa. Was it a balaclava?
Begins with S and ends in D.
Oh, okay, that's it. So if you know the answer to that question, what was the name of the face covering that we've been talking about young fellas wearing morning, noon and night as they go around on their scooters? Just answer that question and WhatsApp the answer to us, 085-825-2626. And as you heard at the start of today's episode, somebody will win a mug on the next episode. Now, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.